I'm Amanda Vinicky, the State House Bureau Chief for WUIS, speaking with John Kohlhelp, who is the newly tapped campaign manager for Illinois Unites. First of all, congratulations, John.
Thank you, Amanda. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. So Illinois Unites, that is basically an umbrella organization for an effort to get same-sex marriage in Illinois. This is not a new fight. There was a lot of hope that before the spring session adjourned, the General Assembly would send that to Governor Pat Quinn, who's indicated his support and that he would sign it into law. Instead, it never got a vote in the Illinois House after the sponsor, House Democratic Representative Greg Harris of Chicago, said that he didn't think that it had enough support to pass and that he was hearing from a lot of legislators that said they needed more time. That caused a lot of frustration and even infighting in the LGBT community. John, what went wrong?
So what I'll say is that gays and lesbians are now still fighting for the same fundamental fairness that they were fighting for just a few months ago, and that the Supreme Court decision, which basically said that civil unions are not equal to marriage for everything that married couples enjoy. For instance, a gay man or a lesbian can't take time off to care for a sick child under the Family Medical Leave Act. Veterans benefits, even concerning burial rights, don't confer themselves upon gay men and lesbians. Private employers aren't able to give tax-free health care. And one of the most challenging is that under immigration law, gay men and lesbians in civil unions can't sponsor their partners for green cards. These are all of the things that have happened since the end of May and that have recharged the campaign to move us forward with a budget of $2 million and 15 field organizers inside House members' districts, so that gay men and lesbians and their families and allies can make their voices heard, so that the state representatives who said they needed time to hear from their constituents can have the summer and the early fall to hear from their constituents who support marriage equality.
Where will all of these field directors go? Will there be any particular direction to try and sway either Republicans, perhaps legislators from downstate, or African-American and Latino legislators who were receiving robocalls and such from church leaders asking that they vote against any same-sex marriage legislation?
We plan to have a very robust field program that runs us from the Wisconsin border all the way down to Madison County. This is a very large field program. Each field organizer will be assigned to 2 to 3 districts. And we plan to target downstate Democrats and Republicans, suburban Democrats and Republicans, Black caucus members, Latino caucus members, Democrats in the city. No one will be left untouched by this campaign. If that legislator is not a publicly declared yes vote, they are on our target list.
Will any of this $2 million campaign be used for protection and political backing for legislators that come out and are publicly declared yes votes, but nonetheless fear retribution from those who believe that same-sex marriage is not the way Illinois should go?
We want to provide an opportunity for the silent majority of people who live in these representative districts who support marriage equality. As we know from every poll that's been taken over the last few years, the majority of Illinoisans believe in marriage equality. And we want to provide that majority or that strong plurality of voters the opportunity to have their voices heard by their elected officials. And we plan to do that within the next 112 days before the end of veto session.
The veto session is scheduled to begin October 22nd and runs intermittently through November 7th. That was John Kohlhelp, the new campaign director for Illinois Unites for Marriage. I'm Amanda Vinicky.